Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So we sit here early September now. Indiana was to have opened up Friday night up at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, but we know the scenario has changed. And the president, well, he hasn't stopped pushing for the Big Ten to play as soon as possible, as he and Kevin Warren. A little conversation earlier in the week about starting up football, perhaps before Thanksgiving weekend. Perhaps the president barking up the wrong tree. It's important to remember it was the Big Ten University chancellors and presidents, the ones who gathered to make the decision back on August 11th not to play football and other sports in 2020, and the vote was 11-3. You ask yourself a question, well, why would the president single out the Big Ten? Well, a quick glance at the Electoral College map and state-level polling may give you a pretty good idea. The Big Ten's footprint includes Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, the three states that Trump narrowly won in the 2016 election. He needs to keep those states, among others, to retain the presidency against Joe Biden come November. Always a different slant to things, huh? Cardinals-Reds tonight, pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the chances of heavy favorite Tis the Law winning this Saturday's Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs likely improved yesterday with the news that the second betting favorite for the 146th run for the Roses, Art Collector, will not race because of a minor foot issue. Evidently, the colt nicked the bulb of his left front heel with a hind hoof while galloping on Monday at the Downs. Well, the news about Art Collector came just a few hours before Tuesday's draw. Belmont Stakes winner Tis the Law starts from the post 17 in the field of 18. No horse, keep in mind, has ever won the Derby from post 17. Every other position, by the way, has had at least one winner. In the last 5 years, 10 horses with closing odds of 15-1 and higher have finished in the top five. A year ago, you remember Country House unexpectedly took first at 30-1 after the disqualification of Maximum Security. Saturday, with Tis the Law 3-5, there are 15 other horses 15-1 and higher. Our thought for the day, do right, do your best. Treat others as you would want to be treated. Reds Cardinals tonight, pregame at 6:30. Have a good Wednesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.